welcome to the first official Hero Press podcast, a companion piece to my blog. Hero Press, the blog, can be found at heropress2.blogspot.com. This week's topic is the Peter Jackson produced adaptation of my favourite novel, Mortal Engines. In this age of cookie-cutter adventure movies, unnecessary prequels and never-ending sequels, fans of blockbuster cinema entertainment should be falling over themselves to see the most original piece of cinematic storytelling in years, Mortal Engines. Based on the novel of the same name by Philip Reeve, the tale is set 1,000 years in the future after a catastrophic nuclear conflict has wiped out most of humanity, and many of the survivors have relocated to mobile enclaves known as Traction Cities or Predator Cities. These communities survive and grow by hunting down and capturing smaller towns, stripping them of their resources and absorbing their populations, also known as municipal Darwinism. London is one such apex city, home to our hero Tom Natsworthy, played by Misfits' Robert Sheehan, who finds himself cast out when he steps in to prevent an assassination attempt on head archaeologist Thaddeus Valentine, played by Hugo Weaving. Stranded in the wilderness with would-be killer Hester Shaw, played by Hera Hilmar, and hunted by the unstoppable cyborg Shrike, played by Stephen Lang, the mismatched duo of Hester and Tom eventually fall in with outlaw rebel Anna Fang, played by South Korean singer Jihye, and together they must find a way to thwart Valentine's insidious scheme to make London the most powerful city on Earth, at the cost of many lives. It's no secret that I was predisposed to enjoy Mortal Engines the movie, because I have not only raved about but evangelised on behalf of the original book series for longer than I've been writing my Hero Press blog. But I can honestly say the film was spectacular. Yes, this middle-aged man may have shed a few tears of excitement the first time Anna and Hester shared the screen together. These are two of my favourite modern literary characters, after all, so this was a very special moment for me to see them in live action. Neither actor portrayed them exactly as I had pictured them in my head from reading the novels all those years ago, but it turns out that didn't matter. For the duration of the movie, they were the powerful and dynamic women I've long been obsessed by. The script, by Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh and Philippa Boynes, condenses and streamlines the source material, rather reducing a nuanced narrative to a non-stop series of action beats. However, the stunning opening chase sequence of London bearing down on a smaller town as they race across the desolate wastelands is unlike anything we've ever seen before, and immediately lets you know this is a unique world we're going to be playing in for the next 2 hours. Towards its climax, the script errs into melodrama and the action goes a bit Star Wars, but by then we fall in love with the characters and so deeply embedded in the world of Mortal Engines that it carries us along for the ride. As the feature film directorial debut of Christian Rivers, effects wizard and storyboard artist on many of Jackson's previous movies, The film is an in-your-face treat for the senses, full of intricately detailed shots that demand multiple viewings to catch all the minutiae. If nothing else, Rivers should be applauded for his incredible realisation of Philip Reeve's world, which manages to put an inspired new spin on post-apocalyptic tropes, filtering them through lenses akin to the works of Terry Gilliam or Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune. Comparing it to previous Peter Jackson epics, I have to confess that I enjoyed Mortal Engines a hell of a lot more than my first viewing of Fellowship of the Ring, which, for me, only fell into place when I saw the extended director's cut. So I'm holding out hope for an extended iteration of Mortal Engines, when it's finally released on home video, that can only further heighten my enjoyment of this film. As a counterpoint to my gushing, I also asked Rachel, my wife, to give her opinion. Remember, she rarely comes to see the same films as I do, as our tastes in cinema entertainment are quite different. So here she is.
I'm more of a rom-com kind of girl usually, but I did really enjoy the film, partly because it was so different to anything I'd seen before. I loved London and spotting all of the landmarks that you just were totally out of context, so it was interesting in that way. And another point of interest for me was just strong female leads, which you don't always get.
I'd say I loved Mortal Engines. It's not perfect, but then, what adaptation of great literature ever is? Mortal Engines, the movie, is a spectacular example of world building. Unfortunately, at times, it does prioritise spectacle over story, though. Mortal Engines is currently in cinemas in the UK and opens stateside this Friday, the 14th. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Hero Press. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. And if you're listening on Anchor, you can send me a voicemail. Cheers, see you soon.